Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
From Dallas, Texas. That voice you are hearing is our guest this morning, and we'll be talking to this authentic firebrand lady who is releasing the healing, restoration, and transformation power. Ladies and gentlemen, if I read Prophetess Mwaka's bio or whatever you want to call it, it will take half the time of the show. So we are grateful to the Lord. Everybody for joining us, those that are listening in North America, in Europe, Australia, welcome. It's Saturday, Shiku, 1st April. So we are what? Exactly 25 days away from this power-packed prophetic conference that is coming up right now. Without wasting time, let's get into business here. We have a lot of things to talk about. Our guest this morning is Prophetess Mwaka Twagira Yesu. She's the founder and president of Fresh Aroma International Ministry. I'll just stop there because we'll later talk about some of the things. Prophetess, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pastor.
It's been a while since we heard your voice on this show, you know.
It has, and I'm excited to be here, and I'm very grateful for this incredible media opportunity. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. We're grateful to the Lord, and everybody, thanks for joining us. We welcome all the partners, the friends, and future delegates to this year's conference. We love you on behalf of Prophetess, and we're looking forward to a great year. My first question this morning, woman of God, this year, 2017, where we could basically say transitioning from 2016 to this year, the ministry is in its 13th year. And what would you say are some of the highlights that have happened so far?
Wow, wow. I don't even know where to start. Let me just say, you know, the Lord is just absolutely amazing. When I think of how I started, you know, Pastor, people never believe that I used to be very quiet and very shy. I think the people who really know me are people from Boston, and this is one of the reasons they just come. You know, normally we have quite a big delegation who come from Boston because they've literally seen from a caterpillar to a butterfly. But as you said, and this, this is why I'm a big encourager, Pastor Nathan, because when I see where God has brought me from, nothing is impossible. You know, God can really use anybody. And it's just, you know, when we avail ourselves and when we just say yes to the Lord, he can literally become, you know, shape us and make us vessels that he can use to impact the generation. The conference definitely has been growing every year. And even from the beginning, God has always told me to reach nations. And of course, now we have a very strong, strong base in Zambia. We even have a delegation coming from Zambia. But one of the most powerful things about this conference, it's not just dynamic preaching and incredible worship, but it's the connections that people make. In Zambia itself, I think we've had like weddings since we've been having Fresh Aroma conferences since 2014, and not only people getting married, but even very powerful business connections, kingdom partnerships. Because when you look in the world, you know, when you see airlines merging, corporations coming together, that says something. There's great power in unity, because like what you are doing for radio, I may not be able to do it, but because we are partners and friends and, you know, connected to advance the kingdom, now here I am on your radio. So each of us carries something. And, you know, many times we are struggling, but the blessing is right next to us. So I think one of the graces and the favor that God has given Fresh Aroma Ministry is to connect people. And through those connections, people are blessed.
Well, we praise God. We praise God. Now, somebody listening to you for the first time, woman of God, what is Fresh Aroma about? What would you say to that person listening for the first time?
Fresh Aroma is a ministry that was birthed 13 years ago, and it is a ministry that God has raised to bring healing, restoration, and transformation through the preaching of the gospel, through books, through music, through conferences, through many different outreaches we do. And it's for all people, people from every nation, all walks of life. You know, everybody needs healing. Everybody needs restoration. Everybody needs transformation. So it is for everybody. You know, you might need academic restoration. You might need business transformation. So this is the beauty of Fresh Aroma. It's not just for the body of Christ, really. It's for everybody. Everybody is included.
Praise the Lord. And you see, that's the beauty of this ministry. And that's why some of us have chosen to be part of this vision. Because, like you know, I like to joke and say, you don't just speak in tongues, you know. I like the expression you're using, academic restoration and business restoration and other things. And it's broad. It's extremely broad. You have alluded to Zambia. You've mentioned the little titty bits here. I believe an office was formally established in Lusaka, Zambia, to cover Africa operation. How is it working out so far?
Well, first let me say that part just, oh my goodness, you know I'm a very, very patriotic Zambian. So that's really very exciting to have a strong base at home, because I believe we, the diaspora, we owe the continent, we owe the motherland a responsibility to give back. And Fresh Aroma, we began having these conferences in 2014. And because of the outreach and just the way it's grown, in 2015, we established our office. And it has been absolutely incredible, just the impact, the many lives that have been touched. And it's not just, you know, praying for people and counseling. Last year when I went back, the Lord put on my heart, I was there in December, to also start the School of Excellence, which is our leadership and mentorship program. So just education and information and enlightening, because knowledge is power. The Bible says my people perish for lack of knowledge. So the educational part of it really, really has had a great, great impact in the nation of Zambia.
Well, we praise God. We praise God. Those of us that have tuned in, and wherever you are calling from, you are listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. Our special feature and guest this morning is Prophetess Mwaka Twagira Yesu, founder and president of Fresh Aroma Ministries. And we are discussing quite the ministry, where it is going, and the things that are happening and that are coming up shortly here to just broaden and bless the people. Woman of God, before we go further, I want to ask somebody here who knows Fresh Aroma well, has been blessed, has been part of this thing. At times, testimony also helps boost and authenticate what somebody else is saying. Let's welcome one of my favorite Fresh Aroma partners. This lady is full of fire and power, and actually the whole kingdom of God lives in this woman.
Like
Sister
that.
Sharon, good morning.
Hallelujah.
I said it.
Bless
said
God
it.
Today.
Good morning.
Wow, you got Aaron.
Good morning, good morning, good morning to you, to God's people.
Amen.
Bona se fiwe. Asante.
Amen.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello, Prophetess Mwaka and Pastor Nathan. God bless you this morning.
Yes,
good to
Sharon,
hear
how
you.
How long have you been associated with Fresh Aroma? And somebody listening right now, what would you say to them about this ministry?
I would say to them, this is an awesome ministry. I thank God for the Fresh Aroma Ministry, a fresh scent every morning, a fresh dew. Hallelujah. Mm. I thank God. I've known them. I've been a part of them for 5 years or a little more. And they have a great ministry prayer line that comes on Monday through Friday. Last month, we were talking about abundant harvest. We always read scriptures, and then we pray, and the prayer points are, first of all, for ourselves individually, second, for the family, three, for the churches, for the ministries, and four, for finances. And then April 26th through the 30th, 2017, a dynamic, hallelujah, Fresh Aroma Conference, where the prayer partners will meet together in Dallas, Texas, outside of Irving, Texas, and we will have the psalmist, we will have speakers from Africa, America, praise God, come out, get there, hallelujah, at the Embassy Suites in Irving, Texas, come on out and be blessed.
Amen. Thank you, Sharon, the Lord bless you. Well, we might as well conclude the show here.
No, you don't have to.
Oh, my God. Sharon, we love you. We like your passion, your zeal. You just, bless all of us and just tear us up onto good works.
God bless you so much.
You.
Thank you both so much.
Well, we have testimonies like Sharon's Woman of God. And, I mean, what does this do to your heart and just for the vision that you have for the work of the ministry?
You know, it's very humbling, Pastor Nathan, but it's also very fulfilling to know that, you know, when we obey God and He tells us to do something, and people's lives are transformed. You know, as I said, Fresh Aroma is, it's through the books I write, CD, the prayer line, the conferences, the school, just different outreaches have touched people all over the USA, of course, in the many places I go, Zambia. It's very, very touching to see what obedience can do. That's what God is looking for, just to say yes, and then you obey, and then people's lives are transformed. It is so fulfilling.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We praise God. The Dallas Prophetic Conference has always been one of the ministry highlights every year, Woman of God. I mean, all of us listening here, Sharon here, please tell us about this year's conference. This is just something that we need to get into right now.
Yes, this one, you know, as you know, Pastor, I had gone to Zambia and I was supposed to come back in May. So there was going to be no conference. There was going to be, because I just wanted to do more stuff back at home in Zambia. But for the 2 months I was there, every day I got a call, a WhatsApp, a Facebook message from partners here in the USA saying, we know you love your Zambia, but please don't break the flow. You
Amen.
Know, come back to, and people like Sharon, oh my goodness, when I announced on the prayer line that there's going to be no conference, and she's like, no, this is an annual convocation
Amen.
Where we all come from everywhere to be refreshed, to be renewed, to be recharged, you know, to meet one another, to hear what God is doing. You've got to come back.
Yes.
So, you know, at first when I was getting those calls, I thought, okay, you know, they're missing me because now my base is kind of, I'm doing more at home. But the Lord really spoke to me and said, no, you have to come back. You know, this is just going to be a milestone. It's going to be unique. It's just going to be very different from all the other conferences. All the other conferences have been awesome, of course, incredible lives being touched. But I don't know. There's just something about this one. There's just so much joy and so much excitement and anticipation of what God is going to do. So listeners, don't miss April the 26th to the 30th right here in beautiful Dallas, Texas. We are preparing and looking forward to meeting you all.
Excellent, excellent. During these conferences, Woman of God, you've always included what is known as the prophetic breakfast.
Yeah.
What's the significance of this aspect of the conference?
You know, it's very, you know, even in families, there's something about eating together, that there's that bond, there's that fellowship. You know, as a family here, when we eat together, we're asking the kids about, you know, their things they want to do, how school, what colleges do you want to go. There's something very special about mealtime. And even when you look in the early church, the Bible says they went from house to house, fellowshipping and eating bread. So the prophetic breakfast is where all the delegates come together. And it's just
Amen.
One of the highlights.
Beautiful.
People are relaxed. They really get to sit down and know each other. We hear testimonies, the connections. Again, I cannot overemphasize the connections that are made. The partnerships are just absolutely phenomenal. You know, you just have to experience it. It's hard to put it in words, but we just invite all you listeners, don't miss the prophetic breakfast. It's one of our highlights, very special, very unforgettable, just a place. Not only is the breakfast, by the way, good at the Embassy Suites, but even the Word of God, but the partnership and the fellowship of the saints.
Excellent. Who is this year's speaker at the breakfast? And people are already asking on Facebook, how can they get the tickets?
Wow.
Amen.
This year we have different speakers, and the Lord really laid them. One of our speakers, by the way, Zambia Block Talk Radio, is our very own Pastor Nathan. We are so excited.
Amen.
Such an awesome, awesome, powerful man of God, and I know God has put a powerful prophetic message for all of us. Don't miss Pastor Nathan.
Amen.
At the Fresh Aroma Conference, but we have several, of course, my own husband, Apostle Darius, powerful apostle of God. I am what I am because of his great
Amen.
Encouragement. So that's my pastor, Apostle Helen Sadler, all the way from Seattle, Pastor Robert Burale, who is causing a stir in Kenya. God
Amen.
Has raised him up. And Reverend Lucy Natasha, from the nation of Kenya. She's already here in the USA. She will be our breakfast speaker. You know, I spoke to her, Pastor Nathan, I think the day after she arrived. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Talk about joy and excitement. And
yeah.
You know, prophetess, I know of all the meetings I'm doing, I know Dallas is going to be something. And she was so excited. I said, oh, my, this Dallas conference is going to be something. She's
yes.
my sister,
Glory.
Another mother. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Excellent. We're really looking forward to this. And, you know, at times people say, oh, well, I don't know who Reverend Lucy Natasha is. And you see, this is an high-tech or technology era. So what I did personally is I went to YouTube and listened to some of her messages. Oh, my goodness. I just thought that we should share this with the listeners. This is the Rev. Lucy Natasha, the speaker at this year's Prophetic Breakfast. Take a listen.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're trying to get the audio for Rev Natasha so that some people can get a glimpse of it and just get a foretaste of what to expect.
Yeah,
technology is what it is. And those of you that are listening, of course, the conference dates are Wednesday, April 26th to Sunday, April 30th, and it's going to be in Dallas, Texas. We're expecting all of you to come. The website is fresharomaministry.org/events for those of you that would like to buy the ticket and all that stuff that is going to be happening there. This is going to be an exciting, exciting moment. I'm looking forward to it. I'm greatly honored to be part of the team of ministers that are going to be bringing forth the word of God, and we are grateful to the Lord that this year is going to visit us in a very, very special way. Okay, let's see if we can get this clip for Rev Lucy Natasha.
Association brings assimilation, which brings impartation. I repeat again, association brings assimilation, which brings impartation. Let me bring it down. Listen to me. You cannot be different from those whom you closely associate with. If you know and you understand you are born for a time such as this, I came to tell you, you cannot afford to associate with everybody. Don't walk with people that are not going your direction. Come on, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, don't walk with people that are not going your direction. You can imagine, these people were supposed to face fire. But because Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the same spirit, I believe they encouraged each other. I have come to tell the youth, it is your time to reflect on your association. Amos 3:3 says, two cannot walk together unless they are agreed. The next time you are choosing your friend, I want you to know the people in your life. Come on, toa sura ya kazi. Yambia mtu toa sura ya kazi. Tell your neighbor the people in your life. They either make you or break you. The people in your life, they either exhaust you or exalt you.
My Lord. People
in your life, they either drain you or develop you. Tell your neighbor, the people in your life, they are either a help or a hindrance. Are you listening to me? And that is why the Bible is clear. God has told you to love your neighbor. But he has not commanded you to love. He has commanded you to love your neighbor. But he has not commanded you to make everybody your friend. Love is
That's
a
true.
Must. But
oh, my goodness. I think this is the reason you emphasize this breakfast, woman of God. It's not just about the food we are going to eat. Can you make everybody understand that?
Oh, my God. You know, you see, this generation, I tell you, God, there's just something special about our generation. And Reverend Lucy, the Lord has just raised her for our generation. She's full of wisdom. You hear just that clip. I'm sure everybody listening has received something. You know, this is such a Kairos moment. And we want to encourage you, listeners, come and be part. There's something about being right there, you know, in the atmosphere. Don't say, oh, I'll buy the CD or watch it on Facebook Live. There's something about being in the atmosphere. I love the woman with the issue of blood because she stepped out to go where Jesus is. She didn't say, well, let me wait. I'll send a message. Let him come where I am. No, she stepped out, went where he was, made the effort. And you know, when you do that, you know, there are several people, Pastor Nathan, who, there's one lady who said she had some big project to do, but she said, just looking at the flyer, she said, no, I'm not going to wait for them to stream it. I'm buying my ticket. Coming from Canada, another one from Seattle, same thing. She's like, this is just, there's something special about this conference, and I'm going to make the effort to be there. So, Blog Talk Radio listeners, beloved family, we urge you, don't miss this Kairos moment. Your life will not remain the same.
Amen. Well, you have just hit a little bit on people that are coming to this conference. Let's hear from themselves why they are making this trip, what fresh aroma means to them, your ministry, your anointing, and just reaching out to the nation and what it has done to their lives. Martha, good morning.
Morning.
Tell us where you are. Tell us where you are, which part of Canada you are.
I'm in Toronto, Canada.
Okay. So what's it about fresh aroma for you?
Okay. To me, Fresh Aroma has been like a journey, a connection that God knew that is going to be there. I remember I was connected to Tata Shiko, and she connected me to the Fresh Aroma ministry. Mm-hmm. And it's just a connection that I was there. And I remember my first meeting that I went to was in Kenya, and I hadn't met mom. But you know, the preaching, the spoken word she spoke over my life, and since then my life has changed. Like, everything about my life has changed. God has opened doors for divine favor, because I remember she told me there's a favor that's gonna come in your life. And for real, when I look back, my life has not been the same. Like, business has opened up, you know, emotional, spiritually, like, I've grown one step, two step, three step further. I can't even count it. And when I saw the flyer for the conference, I was like, oh, okay, I'm gonna go. Like, it looked like, okay, this is something that you can go, but you know, you're always having all those obstacles in front of you that, I don't think I can make it. But then when God tells you to go somewhere, nothing will ever hold you back. So I remember that Ashiko sent the flyer again to me, and I was telling Mom, I was just thinking in my head, like, oh, what about the accommodation? But trust me, God provided accommodation. God provided the tickets. God provided everything in a supernatural way. So I know there's something that I'm going to tap in there. I can't wait. And I know I'm not going to be the same again once more. My life will change.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And I thank God for Mom, keep on doing that. And you see now when you say that you had to change, definitely it wasn't going to change because the conference was not is not about you. The conference is about God. And it was made, and the date was made, and the time. So I know people like us, we had a divine appointment with God, and it's that time. It's that time, and I can't wait. I can't wait. I'm actually counting days.
Wow. Prophetess, how do you respond to something like that?
You know, and she hit the nail right on the head, Pastor Nathan. It's not about me. I'm just a vessel. You know, God needs a vessel. This is really about God. God wanting to touch his people, to refresh his people, to take them to the next level. You know, one word from God can change your life. One of the coming, and she'll testify, she's a businesswoman, and she said the first time she came to Fresh Aroma, I can't even remember what I preached, but imagine from that preaching, Pastor Nathan, she has multiple businesses today. In fact, she does like 6 months in Kenya, 6 months in Seattle, travels to Dubai, India, and you know, I don't have an MBA, just the word of God. She said the word of God just opened her mind, and she just began, God began giving her new business ideas. So, yeah, as I said, as we are encouraging you listeners, it's not about Prophetess Mwaka. I just happen to be the vessel God is using, the channel, but it's really about God's people. This is an apostolic year, a prophetic year. God wants to shift his people. Many of you have been stuck. You've been in the same, going around the same mountain. It's time to enter the promised land. And how do you enter the promised land? You need an anointing, an apostolic anointing, a prophetic anointing to shift you from where you are to where you are supposed to be. The conference is free. If people are coming from Canada, Zambia, London, maybe Nairobi, Kampala, you might as well in the USA come. And I've realized when you have a desire, just like Martha, she desired to come. She said, God, I want to be there. Suddenly, there was provision for her ticket. Suddenly, there was provision for accommodation. So it's all about a desire. Our God is more than able. Blog Talk family, it is a Kairos moment. You can't afford to miss.
Excellent, excellent. It's April 26th to April 30th, Embassy Suites in Irving, Texas. Please go to the website. It's www.fresharomaministry.org and /events, and you get all the details there. And, you know, we're really, really looking forward to this great moment and opportunity of fellowship, of connecting. Prophetess, you've alluded to this woman or this testimony about the businesswoman. They are entrepreneurs and business people, authors. I know one of my great friend here who's just written a book calling in from Dubai. Dr. Kasonso. And authors or anyone looking for an opportunity to showcase their work, their products, books, or even ministry, is there a place for them at this conference?
Absolutely. You know, we are passionate about encouraging our business people and even exposing them. You know, sometimes you need that exposure. So we always have vendors set up their booths, and this time it's 5 days. Normally the conference is 4 days, but we're starting from Wednesday all the way to Sunday. And there's an opportunity, if you're an author, maybe you sell Mary Kay, whatever business, there's an opportunity for a small amount of $300. You'll be able to have a booth. And let me just say, please don't be moved by the amount. That's just an administrative cost, but you will make so much more. You know, we always talk about Charity, who came from California 3-4 years ago, and the little investment she made could not compare to how many people brought her products. So please, business people, you want to showcase your products, let Pastor Nathan know or Pastor Shiko, and we will help you, set you up. And then during the breakfast, you even have an opportunity, you know, to share. For example, if you're selling Mary Kay or you're doing Organo or you have a book that you want us to know about, we'll give you some time to share so people can come to your table.
Excellent, excellent. We're looking forward. A lot of things happen during this conference. In case you want to have a booth or a table or whatever you want to call it at a conference, you can simply call 314-814-4601. You can even contact me. I'm not one of those super reverend bishops who live in heaven places. You can call me 817-501-1615 and just let me know, hey, Pastor, I want to have a table at the conference, and we are going to make sure we make those arrangements. We are looking forward to an exciting, powerful moment, and oh my goodness, this month of April today, and you know, the Lord just put it on my heart that we should do this radio interview on this first Saturday and first April. It's not a coincidence.
Amazing.
I believe that something is going to happen. There are people listening out there, woman of God, and they are like, okay, how do things work out? In case we still have 3 weeks, there's somebody listening in Zambia, in Kenya, there's somebody listening in Europe, and they are like, how do I get there? How do I get to the conference? How does it work? There are people who need to get visas. What do we do? And things like that.
Wow. Well, oh my goodness. Yes, as I said, there's a delegation coming from Zambia. The ministry always gives invitation letters. So please call me 469-288-4004 in case you're out of the USA. In fact, from my Facebook Live post, Pastor Nathan, there's somebody coming from Turkey. She was so blessed. I have to be a part. Yes. You can imagine someone else from London, Germany, they are also trying to get here. So if you are from out of the USA, give us a call. And nobody gets turned away with our invitation letters. Amen. By God's grace. But let me also quickly say, business vendors, we need to hear from you this week because we are getting a lot of requests. And obviously, there's only a particular number. So if you want to be a business vendor, we need to hear from you this week. Also, breakfast registrations, there'll be no registration at the door. It is advanced registration only. Please call Pastor Shiko today. It's only $45. Only $45 for the breakfast. Call Pastor Shiko today, or if you can go to our website. Pastor Shiko is on standby. Her number is 314-814-4601, and I believe, Pastor, you'll put it on the website.
Yes, excellent. Everybody, we're looking forward to seeing you. We're looking forward to a great time of fellowship. We have exactly 25 days from this day. Even if you are coming from Africa, you can make it. You can make it. I know those tickets have got that. Is it 14 days or 21 days type of thing gap there? And we believe in God for you. And, you know, it's important. It's important. It's important. And these things, you know, like Martha has said, that it's a moment where you say to yourself, I need to do this. And immediately you step in, the Lord just begins to open doors. The Lord just begins to open doors. and all that goes with it. And we're so grateful to the Lord for the opportunity. And, you know, woman of God, I'm going to put a colleague and a friend of mine here on the spot. There's a reason I'm going to do this. Oh, my goodness. All these Zambia Block Talk Radio guys have just bombarded this show, and they've woken up. My good friend, Roger, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Nathan.
I've been telling Prophetess Mwaka that it's been a long time, my friend, since we heard her voice on this show.
That's true. That's very true. And we miss you.
Good to hear you, Roger. How are you?
I'm doing fine. It's getting a little bit warm here in Northern Hemisphere, so we are kind of excited.
Excellent.
We're looking forward to see you in Dallas. We are extending the invitation to you, too.
Okay. No. These things are very possible, Pastor. Thank you so much.
Amen. Roger, there's a reason I want this gentleman to say something. Dr. Kasonso, all the way from Dubai. Now,
what?
I know it's evening for you. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Doing good. Dr. Kasonso, we talk economics, we talk politics, we talk sports here. I know you are a financial person. You're also a Christian. You're also a minister, Prophetess Mwaka, this man, a PhD in finance, a pastor too.
Wow.
These are the things we're talking about. Dr. Kasonso, what is the significance of us to do what we're doing right now with Prophetess Mwaka on a forum like this?
What we're doing there is level one insight. Level one insight is where we let God give direction, because God speaks in many ways, but level one insight is where God illuminates principles that can allow us to navigate the turbulent, broken world, because many times you are not going to find answers in the carnal world, but level one insight opens your eyes to see what actually God is doing in your moment, and then you can be able to take chances and move in that particular direction. So that is that level one insight, actually. That's where we need to be. That's where we find meaning. That's where we find purpose.
Excellent. You see, the reason I made you say something is because I know Prophetess Mwaka, and she's one person who is very broad in her ministry approach. And those of us that are listening, the reason I've done this is I want people to understand, and she's a media person. Some people go crazy and say, this woman is married and has got a family and she's always on Facebook. They don't understand the power of media and how you can use this tool for ministry, because there's a lot of trash on Facebook too. Why don't we use it for the glory of God? And for those that are listening, here you are. This is powerful unto the glory of God. I know there are people who follow this show in Australia, in Europe. Here's Dr. Kasonso, Prophetess Mwaka, joining us from Dubai.
Wow.
Well,
wow.
Nathan, what you have just said is prophetic in some sense. I've just been thinking about what is happening in the world over. There is talk about the Al-Qaeda people. They are trying to put bombs in a laptop, stuff like that. And I'm questioning myself if these people can use this technology for doing evil, so to say, this way. Why can't we turn it around? Was it last week we were talking about making our own vaccine in Zambia for Newcastle disease for chickens? Why can't we use this for the glory of God, the internet? So that is one thing I think even believers may be missing. Oh, you cannot do this, you cannot be on the internet all the time. Well, some other people are making bombs. We should make bombs for Christ. If if I was you converting souls using the internet.
Roger has made a valuable point, Pastor Nathan. Like I've expressed in the original template, the expression of the gospel must transcend the ancient text mode. Or the gospel must be able to be expressed on current platforms, so we can retain the flavor of the original faith that was handed to us. And unless that the expression is raised to that level, we will no longer have a voice. You know, people are no longer just coming once a week in a gathering. People are every time, constantly online. So the technology platforms enhances the expression and the means through which. So it's commendable the woman of God is expressing herself and speaking the word of God, because the word of God, Pastor Nathan, is a set of principles that transcend every profession and will transcend this broken life. So we saw the seeds across the internet. We saw the words across the any kind of platform that we have. We are extending the kingdom of God and feeding the masses of the things and the quality of life that they need to navigate the doldrums of this life and beyond.
Excellent. Prophetess, let me come back to you. The theme for this year is our set time for favor. And the two gentlemen have just sort of like boosted what you believe about the social media and the internet and the web and everything else. How do we look at this in the theme of this year's prophetic conference, our set time for favor?
You know, the Bible says that the children of the world are wiser than the children in the kingdom. And people in the world have used media for their advantage. I mean, businesses have become big-time conglomerates. They've become millionaires through the power of media. So how about we, the body of Christ? The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. I mean, here we are now. We have Doctor from Dubai. We have Roger in Canada. We are here in Dallas. People have tuned in from Zambia. I mean, it's an incredible tool. And so we've got to be wise. We've got to be strategic. Just through the Facebook Live broadcasts I've done, I've touched people in Europe, in Asia, Australia. So there's nothing demonic about media. It's how you use it. You know, we just need to wake up as believers and come out of the old traditional. It's the same gospel we are preaching, but using a different tool. And this is the tool that God has given this generation. And so if we're in this generation, we must use this tool. Our theme is the set time for favor. And you know, favor, people just think, wow, it's just you walk around and say, oh, I'm favored of God. No, favor is always for an assignment. And I believe this generation, we have an assignment. When I see what I'm doing, you know, I was in Zambia and I accomplished so much because of God's favor. But it is part of the divine assignment to touch my generation. And you know, in the season of favor, God allows us to accomplish so much in a short time. I'm so impressed by Doctor's resume. A doctor, he's in finance, he's an author, a pastor. My goodness, God has favored him for this generation. Yes. And so this is the theme. That's why we're encouraging you, Zambia Block Talk Radio, come to the conference. Knowledge is power. My people That's perish right. for lack of knowledge. That's what the Bible says. And every preacher is going to be ministering on God's favor from a different angle. I tell you, your lives will not remain the same.
We're looking forward to an explosive year and visitation this year. The conference starts again on April 26th to 30th. Please go to the website fresharomaministry.org. Chic, is it org or .com?
Or org.
go to org/events, and you are going to find the information for the conference there. You can even register for the breakfast and be able to do what needs to be done on that conference. I've actually managed to recruit one of our Zanda Block Talk Radio regular contributors, Woman of God, and I don't want to put him on the spot, but I know he says he's coming. Yama Mashuka.
Mashuka and Yama.
Uncle Daniel, you're listening?
Yes, sir. Good morning, and good morning, Prophet Mwaka.
Good morning, sir. God bless you. Good to hear your voice.
Thank you, Prophet.
We're looking forward to seeing you, Yama. We won't say more, but we're looking forward to seeing you. And I know the Lord is going to open a door and an opportunity for you to make it.
Thank you. Thank you, Vanessa. And thank you.
Yeah, that's good. So the theme of the conference is our set time for favor. And the dates are April 27th to the 30th. Please go to fresharomaministry.org/events, and you are going to get all the information there. And I know Martha, Sharon, and everybody, they are just, these are the people that are going to make things happen because of their expectant, high level of expectancy when they come into the atmosphere. I mean, I say, if you encounter Sharon, you could never be the same again. You realize, you will understand what Fresh Aroma is about. And
Man.
Martha, we're looking forward to seeing you too.
Yeah.
And I know that the Lord has got something special for you as well. And we are looking forward to a great time of fellowship. Most people don't know that, like I was saying, that if I read Prophetess Mwaka's bio here, it would take half the time of the show. She's written a book on prayer. She's produced a CD. All these products and the numerous sermons that she has preached across the world, they will be available at the conference. You can access all these materials. Well, we can ship them to you, but we'd rather you come into the atmosphere, have fellowship with everybody, and enjoy yourself and just hang out with everybody. So we're looking forward to this great atmosphere and to a great time of fellowship as we gather together. Woman of God, your word of encouragement and final word as we conclude our show here.
Again, I'm so grateful, my brother Pastor Nathan, for this incredible opportunity. I'm great to hear from you, Doctor, and Roger. God bless you so much. And let me emphasize, you know, sometimes when the visionary is a woman, people assume it's a women's conference. It is not a women's conference. It is for both men and women, both men and women. In fact, when I was in Zambia, the stuff I was doing, we were actually having more men attending. So it is not just for women. The conference is free. We are encouraging you, Zambia Block Talk Radio family, come in that atmosphere, come and receive the word of the Lord that will transform your life, your family, your business, your academic destiny, your career. Every part of you is going to be touched. Come and be in that atmosphere where you'll meet people from all over the USA. They are coming from Boston, from Delaware, New York, California, Tennessee, Alabama. I've preached in all these places, and I've met some incredible people. And through our prayer line, by God's grace, we've touched many of these. So they are all coming. Families are coming. Men are coming. Women are coming. So we invite you to come and receive. Pastor Nathan will be preaching. We can't wait. He's such a profound man of God. Apostle Darius has a powerful apostolic word. I love the apostolic anointing. It is a groundbreaking anointing. It's a pioneering anointing. And so if
that's
you're
right,
trusting God to launch out into something, you can't miss. Fresh Aroma is an apostolic prophetic ministry. We usher you into your destiny by the grace of God and by the anointing. And of course, Reverend Lucy Natasha all the way from Kenya, a powerhouse, and Pastor Robert Burale. We didn't talk about Pastor Robert, Nathan. What I love about him, he deals with very controversial issues. You know, many times as believers, we like to pray over everything and sweep stuff under the carpet. Oh, no, Pastor Robert Burale, he's something else. All the stuff you don't want to talk about, that's what he's going to talk about. So
that's
you don't
right.
want to miss Pastor Robert. That's Friday night. We're calling it Friday Night Live. It's going to be fire. And, of
Hallelujah.
Course, the prophetic breakfast with Reverend Lucy Natasha. Please call Pastor Shiko today, 314-814-4601, to register. If you're coming from out of the country, she will also help you with the invitation letter. She's our Fresh Aroma administrator. And Prophetess Mwaka will be closing Sunday night. Fire for fire. You won't
that's
sit
right.
on your seat.
Right.
Amen and amen. So that's all we can say. The conference is free at the Embassy Suites in Irving. You're only registering for breakfast because we have to pay the hotel. Please don't wait for the last minute. Do it today if you can. Also, business vendors, reach out to Pastor Nathan or Pastor Shiko. We can't wait. In fact, Pastor Nathan, we are starting prayers on Monday daily. Just
that's right.
standing in the gap, praying, fasting, just standing in the gap for God's people, positioning ourselves for what he's going to do April the 26th to the 30th. It's 5 days. The conference is 5 days, starting on Wednesday the 26th all the way to Sunday.
Wow, praise the Lord. 5 days of power and impartation. Before we finally go away, my good friend Roger, what is coming up? This show goes on for the next 2-3 hours, so we want our listeners, Roger, to know what we'll be discussing in the next segment.
Oh, thank you, Nathan. We are discussing our favorite subject, making local government deliver. There are some misconceptions which I've always heard. They are being knocked off left, right, and center. Why it is so difficult for local government anywhere in the world to work. So how can we make our local government in Zambia deliver? For instance, everyone is complaining about trash all the time. How can we make our local government? So we'll be discussing that. Will be our main discussion this morning.
Excellent. Our guest this morning was Prophetess Mwaka Twagirayesu, founder and CEO of Fresh Aroma International Ministry. The conference this year is April 26th to 30th. Please go to the website, fresharomaministry.org, and where you will get all the information there about the conference. It is free. You just need to register for the Prophetess. Thank you, everybody, for calling in.
Thank you, Pastor. Thank you for this great opportunity. We are excited. We are fired up. And we just can't wait to meet the Block Talk Radio family as they come
Amen.
All over. Starting
Excellent.
With Roger, Doctor.
That's right. That's right.
Excellent. All right, everybody. Have a good morning. And those of you, let's call back in after this.
Thank you.
God, with a voice of triumph, he is worthy.